We are here at Boots and Hearts 2023 with my good friend Ashlyn Kraft. How are you?
I'm doing so well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm glad we finally get to do this.
I know. We got to see each other, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
And it's been a while.
We've never had the chance to chat in front of the camera and find out some things that have been going on with you. The first thing that I have to talk to you about, because it felt like it was a bucket list moment for sure, is getting to get up on stage with Zac Brown Band and sing Keep Me in Mind. What's going through your head when they ask you to do that?
Well, I was trying not to pass out, first of all. I love Zac Brown Band, obviously. They were my first tour when I moved to Nashville, or one of my first big tour when I moved to Nashville. And so I got to jump up there and sing with them then, but it's been a while since that happened, and it was not that song. So they asked me day of, impromptu, if you want to jump up there. And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm not going to say no to that. But I just wanted to make sure it was great for them, because they are phenomenal.
They're so good. And their band is incredible.
Yes.
The whole crew. I get this sick feeling in my stomach when I'm asked to speak in public or get up on stage when I've not prepared. And I saw the video of you where you guys are rehearsing backstage and you're on your phone. I'm like, are you reading lyrics going, we're going on stage soon, I have to learn this song?
Yes, because I was like, it's so funny because Clay, one of their band members, he was like, oh, it's fine if you mess up. And I'm like, uh-uh, y'all can mess up y'all's song. I ain't messing up your song. So I just wanted to make sure I had every single word right.
Crushed it. Oh, I saw the video.
Thank you.
You can
probably tell how nervous I was in that video. I'm just like head down.
No, you covered it up
focused,
very well.
In the zone.
I was nervous for you. I was watching it. I was like, oh, this got to go good. But
yeah.
Another thing that we have to talk about, because I did not realize you were good friends with two of my Canadian country girls,
yes,
Megan Patrick and Kelly Prescott. So does that relationship, did that start in the writing room that you guys got to know each other? Because that's kind of how the Nashville community comes together.
Right. Yeah. So me and Megan had become friends when I moved to Nashville about 4 years ago. And then I actually just met Kelly recently during a write, and we got together and we were writing a Christmas song, believe it or not. And this was maybe 3 weeks ago.
It's going to end up being some sort of party inappropriate Christmas song.
Yeah. If you know one thing about all of us girls and what we like to do.
Is it a drinking Christmas song?
Well, it's some to that effect.
Okay.
You know.
I just had a feeling.
It'll be a green Christmas.
A green Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Not blue, but green.
Is this something that you guys will all maybe release together?
Who knows? We haven't even finished it yet, but that was, like I said, the first time I met Kelly, and we were like kindred spirits, and Megan even told me that before she came over to the house. And of course I met her, and we're all best friends now. So.
Have you ever written a Christmas song?
That was my first time.
Okay. I cannot
wait
for that.
So naturally, it's about green stuff.
Well, it has to be with them, with all three of you in the room. But, I mean, we're in Canada. That's okay.
You
can have a green Christmas here.
Thank God.
Yes. So what is something that you have coming up? Because you've been out on the road a ton lately. I feel like you are never home in your own bed. What is something that's happening throughout 2023 that you're most looking forward to?
Well, I mean, obviously just festival season. I love festival season, especially I've gotten to make my rounds here in Canada for the first time.
Yeah.
And this is my first Boots and Hearts festival. So it's like a big year for big festivals for me. And then also just getting more music out there. I just released a single, Dance with the Devil, not too long ago. It's done really well. That was my first like independent release all the way around. So I'm just going to work on releasing more independent music. And I'm in the works of getting another one out right now. So, and then hopefully on to a bigger project, maybe another second record.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Has it been cool? Because is this year your first time coming to Canada?
Pretty much, yeah. This is the first time. I got to visit once to Toronto with Marcus King last year for his tour. So that was just a dip in the a toe dip in the big pool of Canada.
Yes.
So I'm very happy to finally get to meet the big places. Like people at the big places.
And huge crowds. Because, I mean, the last time I saw you, you played to a massive crowd. And it was that was my first time watching you play. And that place was packed.
It was
in the middle of the day. And, like, you had to be blown away by how many of not just your, like, singles that you have out that people knew, but people were singing, like, deep cuts that you were playing. And I was like, this is such a cool moment for you.
You never know what you're going to get in the opening slot. But, I mean, you always hope that there's going to be a lot of people there. But for me, I'm like, regardless of how many people show up, my goal and my job is to make sure they are warmed up, ready to go for the headliners, and that we just have a great time. Everybody gets settled in. And so, it's like when you walk out there and you see a way bigger crowd than you expected as somebody who's really just getting to be known around these areas, it really makes you stop and think, like, okay, we might be on to something.
You're on
here,
the right
thank
track.
God.
Yes.
So, and then, like you said, people singing songs that are unreleased and they know the words. You're like, How?
You are a real fan.
You are insanely amazing. Thank you for that. It really just kicks you in the butt and makes you love what you do even more.
So cool. I can't wait to see you hit the stage here. But so before excited. We go, I love asking artists this because I also feel in the Nashville community, you know so many of the other artists that you work with so well because you write in rooms with them. So who is an artist that's up and coming or one that's really caught your attention lately that you think more people should know about?
Ooh, I love this. As of recently, a fella named Zach Topp.
Okay, see, I'm learning about him for the first time.
He is phenomenal, and of course, I was born and raised on like old school country music. I love all kinds of music, all of it, but there's something about somebody bringing a revival back of the old classic country music. It's just so refreshing, and he's a younger guy, but when I tell you his music and his vocals are just amazing and so true to country music, so he's somebody I definitely would like love to collaborate with in the future, but I would recommend keeping your eye on him. Okay. He's amazing.
Zach Topp.
Yes.
We'll just put it out there if you want to collaborate. She's open to the idea. But definitely go check out Ashlyn Crafts. Thanks so much for joining me
at
Boots and
Arts. Thank you for having me.